The Healy is its own community. Between the bridge and laboratories, narrow flights of stairs connect three levels of living quarters. The crew needs to keep the ship running 24/7. This year, the Healy hosted Weather Channel TV crews twice, rescued a whaling crew from an ice floe, and escorted a Russian fuel tanker to Nome. The Healy entered active duty in 2000 and is 20 years newer than the Polar Sea and Polar Star, which are both out of service in Seattle. The Polar Sea could be demolished in 2013, whereas the Polar Star could be reactivated. Captain Beverly Havlick is the commanding officer of the Healy.
I was assigned to the ship last April 2011. Our deployment has brought us now to Juneau. It's our last stop before we go back home to Seattle. Home port is in Seattle, Washington.
Earlier this year, the Healy escorted Russian fuel tanker Renda to Nome to provide heating oil and gas to the Iceden community. Havlick says people traveled to Nome just to witness the historic delivery. While icebreakers perform commercial deliveries down south in the winter, along the East Coast and Great Lakes, the Nome delivery was the first of its kind in Alaska in recent years. The Healy led the Renda across more than 800 miles of sea ice.
The ice conditions were never beyond the capabilities of the ship. The ship handled the ice quite well. Ice breaking is a combination of the hull design and sheer horsepower. The ship has the design to just push through the ice and break it. It's a little bit of a process of riding up on top of the ice and breaking down from above. So you're kind of like stepping down on the ice.
The Healy doesn't normally escort other ships through the ice. Havlick says the hull is designed to do as little damage to the sea ice as possible so scientists can sample ice flows easily. She says Russian tankers are generally towed through ice.
They will sometimes touch each other, and we have no such system on board here. We don't hook onto other vessels, and we don't tow them through ice. So learning to work together without that assistance that they were accustomed to having was a challenge. But, yeah, we figured out how to work through the language barrier and the experience differences, the cultural differences, to get the job done.
When the Healy got the call last fall to help with fuel delivery, it was wrapping up some scientific research, its main mission. Master Chief Tim Sullivan is the ship's navigator.
Day's pretty busy. Again, up on the bridge, we're staffed 24 hours a day, so ship is always moving. We do a lot of science. It's an exploration of the Arctic that not a lot of people get an opportunity to see. So it's like riding on a cruise ship, but it's one of the U.S. icebreakers.
Petty Officer Matthew Emmons came to the Coast Guard from the Navy.
I've been on board here for roughly 4 months. I'm an electronics technician. We fix navigation equipment, radars, radios, GPSs, stuff like that. We also maintain the TV system on board. It's pretty fun. I enjoy it. It's just different duty than normal Coast Guard duty. It's not law enforcement. It's not drug interdiction and such. It's more science-related, so it's something a little more out of rate than what people normally do, and sometimes that's a good thing to have a little bit of change up in your career.
Last winter, Captain Havlick led the Healy through its first winter science mission. The ship went north to south, outracing the edge of the sea ice to track an environmentally sensitive but abundant type of plankton known as copepods. This past summer, the icebreaker used high-resolution sonar to map parts of the Arctic Ocean seafloor. The Healy's mapping may help the U.S. extend the exclusive economic zone, which is currently 200 nautical miles offshore. Havlick says the icebreaker will likely do more search and rescue in the Arctic as ecotourism and resource exploration ships make their way to the far north. There will be ice in the Arctic Ocean even as the Northwest Passage becomes more navigable.
And the ice can be dangerous. It'll blow around with the wind and move where it wants to go. I won't say that everyone pays attention to what's happening around them, and there's a possibility that they could get trapped in an ice field. And ice under pressure is very, very dangerous. Ice under pressure can crush ships.
Science missions have propelled the ship to Arctic waters for more than a decade. Havlick says the Healy heads north again in July.
And then in January, the ship will go into a dry dock and spend about 2 months in dry dock and get underway in July and be back up to the Arctic again.
For photos of the Healy, go to the KTOO website. In Juneau, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.